Okay, today's Gemara is Erevin Daf Mem, and we will talk about what happens when there are overlapping kedushos. A few days ago, we spoke about contiguous kedushos, when there's Shabbos, Yantif, 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 or 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. How do we look at those kedusha achas or shtei kedushos? Now we're going to talk about what if there is two kedushos overlapping on each other. It is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, which it always happens to be. It is Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So how do we look at those blended kedushos? So the Gemara tells us here on Daf Mem, Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, are we supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rava ki avinam bei Rav Huna, iboy elohan, ma'o lahaskel shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? Are we supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening? It is Rosh Chodesh, but it's also even more than that. It's Rosh Hashanah. Kiva de chalukid b'musaf in Amrina. Do we say that, well, there are separate carbon musafs? There's a carbon musaf for Rosh Hashanah, right, the first of Tishrei, and there's a carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we should mention it. O dilma zichron echad ola lakan o lakan. Or do we say that one zichron suffices for both? What does that mean? Rashi says, zichron echad, as yom hazikaron hazeh, derachmona karye zichron, dechziv zichron shrua. Uberosh Chodesh nami ksiv, hayu lachem lezikaron. So it says zikaron, both in the Torah by both of them, so maybe one can count as both. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Gemara, from our Mishnah, back and forth, and the Gemara continues and tries to ask questions on each of the shittos. The Gemara then quotes a Tosefta, a fascinating Tosefta in Brachas. The Gemara in Beitza says that Machloka b'Shamay b'Shillah, when Shabbos falls out on Yantif, how many Brachas do you have in the Amidah? Do you have 7? That's b'Shillah. Or b'Shamay says 8, because you have one for Yantif and one for Shabbos, separate Brachos. So this is an application of that same Yesod. The Gemara says, what happens if when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So b'Shamay says you have 10 Brachos, because you have Malchi, Zechronis, and Shofros, plus you have Shabbos. Plus you have Shabbos, you have 10. Rashi, Shalosh Rishonos, V'gimel Achronos, V'chol Shabbos, Bifnei Atzma. So that's how you have 10. Ubeis Hillel Omri, Mispal Teisha. Ubeis Hillel says, no, you have 9. You combine Shabbos and Yantif into one bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, and in that way you shorten it to 9, and you put Kedushas HaYom with Malchius, as the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So what's the issue behind that? Is there something deeper when the Gemara asks about when he's supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh by Rosh Hashanah, whether on Rosh Hashanah, you combine the Shabbos and the Yantif, or you have them separately? What is the issue behind these questions? Or you also have it on Amud Beis. On the base, you have Maskel B'Shal Shabbos, Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, Vomer Kedushas Hayom Be'emsa. Right? You have a discussion there about how this works. So we've discussed this often in the past, I don't remember when, but let's backtrack for a second to the tour in Arachayim. The tour in Arachayim in Kuf Peches quotes a fascinating machlokas between him and his brother. What happens if it is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and one forgets Yala V'Yavo in benching? We know if one forgets Ritzei in benching, one has to repeat. If one forgets Yala V'Yavo on a weekday of Rosh Chodesh, so then one does not have to repeat. Why? Because the rule is, the Gemara says in Brachos, that if you have a chiyuv to have bread, so then that is a certain level of Birchas HaMazon, and therefore it's a Birchas HaMazon with an Haskara, and therefore if you don't have that, then you have to repeat. So whenever there's a chiyuv of bread, you have to repeat, like the first two meals of Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to eat bread. There's a mitzvah to be marbe b'seuda, but there's no chiyuv to eat bread, and therefore you wouldn't repeat. But what about Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? So this meal has a chiyuv to repeat, but not because of Rosh Chodesh, because of Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So the Tur quotes, V'imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, v'hizker shol Shabbos v'lo shol Rosh Chodesh. He said, Ritzei, but you didn't say Al V'Yavo, haya omer Rav Yosef, she'ein machzirin. Rav Yosef says, you don't go back. Rav Yosef says, don't go back, says the Tur. In Pasach Batova Metiv, Avagav the Hashdalo Sagi Delo Achil. Even though you have to eat bread today, we call Makal Mishem Haimi Uta Lo Tikra LaHachzir. But because of this leaving out Yala V'Yavo, they weren't Misaki to go back. The Gam Chiyav Achilu the Hayoma Mishem Shabbosu is because of Shabbos. The Kas of Achi Rabbeinu Yechiel Zal, and he quotes, the Torah quotes his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel, the other son of the Rush. V'Yesh Cholkin Bazeh. That others argue and say, no, because this is a meal that you have to go back, so therefore you go back. Says the Beis Yosef, Tikimat al-Karcho Achil, Afilu Ta'a B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, Machzirin Oso. Right? You have to go back. V'raya mishum, continues the tour now, yom sh'neschayev arbet filos. The raya is that it's a day that's mechuyev and arbet filos, quotes according our Gemara on Amabez. V'chanamik, even the sof losagi to lo achel zor lach zor levarach. Fascinating machlokas. If you forget yalav yavo, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat. So we pass in, the Beis Yosef says, l'kula, savik brachas l'hakel. But what's the svara? What's the svara for Rabbeinu Yechiel? Right? It's a meal that you have to eat bread. But, you know, Lamaisa is not because of Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas there? Also, we just mentioned the Machlokas from Maseches Beitza. And this Machlokas here, Beishamai Beis Hillel, why wouldn't you be able to combine the brachas of Shabbos and Yontif? Right? Beitza, Yud Zayin, Erev and Daf Mem. Why wouldn't you be able, or would you be able to combine the Zichronos of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh? Right? Is that something that how should we understand that? So the way that this all might be explained is that the question is, when you have two kedushos that overlap, one on top of each other, how do we look at those kedushos? Let's say it's Shabbos and Yontif. Is it Shabbos, comma, Yontif? It happens to be Shabbos, and it happens to be Yontif. Or do we say, no, it's Shabbos Yontif. It's a new idea. It's a new theme, a new yesod, Shabbos Yontif. It's very different than Shabbos and Yontif. So maybe that's Gufa the Machlokas, Tanoim, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it's Kama, it's Shabbos, and it's Yontif. It's Shabbos and Yontif, even when it's on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you have to separate the brachas. Two different brachas represent, combine them. The themes combine. When you have blended kedushos, they could combine to one. And that is the machlokas of Shammai Beis Hillel. And again, some kedushos doesn't have to be all or nothing. You might say that Shabbos and Yontif might not combine, but Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah combine. After all, those are always together. Rosh Chodesh isn't Kedusha, but it's a Chalos. But you might say those combine. That might be behind the question the Gemara asks here. Can you have one Zikaron or two? Right? It's separate Karban Musafs, but it says Zikaron by both. So maybe that's asking. But how do we look at the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, or the Chalos of Rosh Chodesh and the Chalos of Rosh Hashanah? There is even a separate point, just Derech Agav, that Tosfos discusses in Maseches Beitza. Tosfos discusses how many relating to the Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Let me just find the Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos, in the beginning of the second parak, Beitza Tezayin, the Gemara there talks about the only Chodesh that the Chag is Miskasa, right, the Levana is Miskasa, so that is referring to Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos has a couple of other pshatim, though. How do you learn out that this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah, that the Chodesh is Miskasa? What does that mean? So the Rashi says that it means that the moon is covered. But Tosfos quotes a day of Yesh Mefarshim Miskasa She'ein Maskirin Oso B'Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, exactly what our Gemara was talking about. You don't mention it. For Rabbeinu Tam Haya Omer Da'adarabah. No, Ho V'Haya Karav Maskirin Oso B'Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You have to mention it, because if you bring it as a karban, you have to mention it. V'Tikin Rabbeinu Tam Lomar B'Musaf. Rabbeinu Tam added the line Milvad Olas HaChodesh U'Minchasa U'Minchasa Tamid U'Minchasa V'Chuluf. That's the line that's in many times in parentheses in the Machzarim, but it comes from this Tosfos, right, about whether you mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So we have the Machlokas Tanoim, and maybe that's Gufa, the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rabbeinu Yosef, right? Do we say that when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? It's a new Bria, a new theme, that's what Rabbeinu Yechiel says, and therefore, it's a meal. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has a Chiyuv Se'uda, a Chiyuv to eat bread, and therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you would have to repeat. While Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh. So for the Shabbos part of it, you'd have to repeat. But for the Rosh Chodesh part of it, you would not have to repeat, and therefore, in this case, you wouldn't repeat, and that's what we pass in l'halacha, because of Soi Brachos l'hakel. Another interesting machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Taf Reish Yud Ches Sif Yud, on Yom Kippur. What happens if Rechwan Alasan, somebody is sick on Yom Kippur, and they have to eat? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Yud Ches, Chol Ash'achal B'Yom HaKippurim, and it's Yashiv Daito. Be'inin She'yochol L'varech, Tzorach L'hazkir She'Yom HaKippurim, Be'birchas HaMazon. You have to mention Yom Kippur in Yalav Yavo. Sha'omer Ya'alev Yavo, but Boni Yerushalayim. You have to mention it. That's what you do. Magen Avram, Ubotzei Al Shteki Karos, Velinira De Ein Sarach, Lo Tiklu Kim Yom HaKippurim. Today is about Lechem Mishnah. Do you need Lechem Mishnah? V'gam Ein Sarach L'Kaddish. No Kiddush, says the Magen Avram. Ubishal Katzim Shem Arika Rav Katz, Tekivet Shayom Garam Lo Issa, Rak Shebikuach Nefesh, Gorem Lo Heter, V'Harili De Kechol, it's like weekday. Ain't Bolo Kiddush V'Lo Alakos. right? The pikuach nefesh allows you to treat it as weekday. Well, if it's weekday, so then you don't make kiddush, because you don't make kiddush on weekday. V'lo askar b'birchas ha'bazon, and he goes also in benching. You don't mention it. V'imrazel askir ena maskir. D'lashkan askar b'birchas ha'bazon. Lo'vakam sheish mitzvah ba'achilah. So he quotes those that argue, and he says maybe you should mention, you should do it because the Shulchan Aruch says it. But al kabana yitzrach lekadish yishlachush lebracha levatal. So Magen Avraham says you don't make kiddush even though you would mention it in benching. If you look at Reb Kiva Eger on the bottom of the page, Reb Kiva Eger said this is only when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday. But when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so then you would make kiddush. Efshar dezeo dafka dezeo rak biyom kippurim da'alma. The kiva to kiddush yantiv derabanan lo tignu klal kiddush biyom kippurim avo biyom kippurim shachal b'shabbos tachiyev alav midaraisa likadesh. Then you wouldn't make kiddush, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, on Shabbos. Ula sovrim dein kiddush alav b'makim su'uda hu derabanan. Because another chiluk, and therefore he says, "Mashenki shachal b'Shabbos to tiklu chazal haya b'chol Shabbos yekiddush b'akum suda b'meila gam Shabbos zeh bichlal." That is Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment on the Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word about kiddush. The Magen Avraham says that you don't make kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger said you would make kiddush if it falls out on Shabbos. If you look in the Ar Sameach, in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, he says you don't make kiddush. Period. You don't make kiddush even when it falls out on Shabbos. Right? This is a day that is not a day that is supposed to be kiddush. You're not supposed to have kiddush this day. Let me just see if I can find it for a moment. Here the Ar Sameach in Avodas Yom Kippurim says, what's he saying? The Ar Sameach is saying, Kimat Mefurish, that this is a unique blended Kedusha. It all comes together. It's not Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur. And when it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, you don't make Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, whether it's Yom Kippur or Shabbos Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So fine, when it comes to Yom Kippur during the week, you don't make Kiddush, but when it's Yom Kippur on Shabbos, it's also Shabbos, and therefore one has to make Kiddush. Another point mentioned by the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara says in Erechin on Daf Yud, all the different rules and regulations for Hallel. When do you say Hallel? When do you not say Hallel? So the Gemara says there are 18 days we say Hallel, Midaraisa, 21 days Midarabana, we add on 3 days. Right? What are the days Daraisa? 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, what's the difference between Sukkot and Pesach? They're both a week-long holiday, and why is it Pesach? You only say Hallel, the full Hallel, the first day, which is the real Hallel, and you don't say it and you say it on all the days of Sukkot. Maishta b'chag d'amrinan kol yoma, maishta b'chag pesach d'alamrinan kol yoma. Says the Gemara, d'chag chalukim mekarbonoseihen. D'pesach ein chalukim mekarbonoseihen. On Sukkot, there's a separate karbon, which reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom, and that's why you would say a full Hallel, not Mashiach and Pesach. So what's the first ingredient for Hallel? First ingredient is unique karbon, which reflects separate Kedushas Hayom. Says the Gemara Shabbos, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has a unique karbon. To Chaluka b'karbon aseha lema, so why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Loikri Moed, ingredient number two, Moed and Chilik of Karbanos. Rosh Chodesh, Dikri Moed Lema, Rosh Chodesh has a separate carbon, and it's called a Moed, so why don't you say Hallel? So Gemara says, Lo Ikdish Basias Malacha. It doesn't have an Isser Malacha. And if it doesn't have an Isser Malacha, so then again, you don't say Hallel. Based on the Pasuk, Ashir Yelachem Kelalas Kadesh Chag, Laila HaMekudesh Lachag Toen Shira, only if it has an Isser Malacha, it requires Shira or Hallel, Shem Mekudesh Lachag Ein Toen Shira. So therefore, you don't say it on Rosh Chodesh. Ask the, and then goes into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, and Purim. So ask the Avnei Nezer, what about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so Shabbos you don't say it because it's not called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh you don't say it because it's not called Isser Malacha. But this Rosh Chodesh is Moed, has a separate carbon, and has an Isser Malacha. So why don't you say Hallel? Why don't you say Hallel on this one? That was his kasha. So again, what's the lamdis? If you say it's all separate kedushas, it happens to be Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh, so then of course you wouldn't say halal, because mitzad Shabbos, you don't say halal, it's not called a moed. Mitzad Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't have an Isra Malacha. The Shabbos has the Isra Malacha, not Rosh Chodesh. But if you say, what's he assuming? If you say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's one combined theme, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then this Rosh Chodesh has an Isra Malacha. And because this Rosh Chodesh has an Isra Malacha, then maybe we should say that you say Hallel in that case. That's his kasha. We don't, but that's the lumdis that he would say. So good. So we have Beishama Beis Hillel. We have the Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos. We have Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shachal B'Shabbos. We have Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Shachal B'Shabbos. We have another one. Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Arachayim. Chelik Dalet, Simin Ayin, Os Dalet. Has the following case. Somebody was in jail on Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos, and the authorities, Baruch Hashem, let him out later in the day. Later in the day, he had already davened, though. When he davened, he yud-dalad, os yud-dalad, dalad, ayin-dalad, yud-dalad. When he was in Luban, they took him to jail, and he didn't know, it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he didn't know, he have a sitter with him. He knew Tikanta Shabbos by heart. He didn't know Atoya Tzarta. So he said Tikanta Shabbos, and then he got out of jail later on that day. And then what happened? When he got a sitter later that day, what do you say? You already said Tikanta Shabbos. Said Rav Moshe, you say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Amida. You say Rosh Chodeshim. You don't say Atoya Tzarta, because you're ready Yotzei the Shabbos. Now all you have left is Rosh Chodesh. V'chein ha-reisi b'luban. Kishachatvo anashim v'hoshivim v'beis ha-asurim. Kdei she'itin kesef shal zav la-hamedina. Kifi asach sha'amdu she'yeshlo. They said he didn't pay enough taxes. V'haya oz Shabbos Rosh Chodesh fat. V'lo hi'nichu la'avi sidur. V'lo ha'yabaki b'tfilas musaf shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. She'yomar tfilas musaf the Shabbos. She'baki la'omer balpe seitikan the Shabbos. Ki ein musfei Rosh Chodesh ma'akvin es musfei Shabbos. She'lachein ma'akvin gam b'tfilas. And then he says, "V'im yotziu oso lachavshi achar kach bo bayom yispalo musaf shal Rosh Chodesh." Then he should daven the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Uben musaf ulai tov yoser lomer shal Rosh Chodesh levad me'acher shekvar yotza shal Shabbos. Wow. Aval betilas the yontif b'Shabbos b'shachres v'mincha tov yoser lomer shneim b'chazaraso. Interesting. Rav Moshe is machalik between Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Yontif. Aval yotza gam shomer gam rakat tefila shachaser below askaras shneim. That is Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "What are you talking about? Even if you said Tikanta Shabbos, if you get out, you say Atoya Tzarta. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's not. You can't separate the two. So that machlokas aposkim is gufa. This machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. Rav Moshe Feinstein says no, it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh." And therefore, there would be a difference. So this is, again, like we said, that some kedushas might be more blendable than others. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, for sure. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, maybe. They're both Shabbos Shabboson. Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, Kulon Shabsos Hashem Heim. They're all Shabsos Hashem in a certain sense. They all flow from Shabbos. Okay, one other area of halacha where you might have a parallel to this. Again, it's not exactly the same, but you might have a parallel. In Hilchos Shofar. Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam and the Ravid talk about it an androgynous. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, Machlokas had to understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says that an androgynous could be motzi himself, mino, could be motzi another androgynous in shofar, but he cannot be motzi esheino mino. He can't be yotzi azachar nekeva, because maybe an androgynous is a nekeva and he's trying to be motzi azachar, but the Rambam paskins, androgynous could be motzi mino. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, because of a Ravid zal, Zeo ladas misha amar androgynous birya bifnei atzma. If you see an androgynous as a birya bifnei atzma, a different type of being, so then you can say an androgynous because he's yotzi an androgynous, because whatever he is, he's be motzi whatever he is. Avo misha omer chetzio zachar hu. But if somebody says he's half zachar, half nekeva, eino motzi lo es mino, v'lo es she'eino mino. Then he can't, because that if he's half and half, not a birya bifnei atzma, then it's sad nekevus cannot be motzi hit sad zichrus. Who cannot be motzi even as minos. So that's the famous sheet of the Ravid in this sugya. The Ravid holds an androgynous is really half and half. Chetzi zachar, chetzi nekeva, and that's why an androgynous cannot be motzi another androgynous. Right, Rav Salvechik connected this to Bein Hashmashos. The Ritva in Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, says that Bein Hashmashos is mamish, suffik yom, suffik laila. Chatzi yom, chatzi laila. It's not a real suffik that Eliyahu Navi is going to come answer. It's a din suffik. It's a din suffik that We know for sure it has aspects of Yom and aspects of Laila. And there are many nafkaminas to that too, but that's the Ritva says of Beferish in Yuma on Daf Memzayin. So this shita of the Rivid of an androgynous is similar, right? It has elements of both. That's what the Rivid says, according to the Mandarin that says Suffolk. What does he say about Birya Bifnei Atzma? Birya Bifnei Atzma, he agrees. He says, Beferish, he agrees that Androgynous can be Motzi Yasmino by Birya Bifnei Atzma. He only says by Suffolk Suffolk. What's his view of Birya Bifnei Atzma? Doesn't that also have elements of Zachar and Akeva? So maybe the point is, the Ravid is Machalik. When it comes to the Sheet of Birya Bifnei Atzma, the Ravid holds, because that's a combined, unique, Chati Zachar, Chati Akeva, hyphenated, so to speak. And therefore, you can be motzi the other one, because whatever it is, it can be motzi. But if you say it's chatzi suffik, it has elements of both, but separately, that's where you would say you cannot be motzi both. That the chatzi nekevas cannot be motzi the tzad zachar. Again, there's a lot more about androgynous and ben ashmashes v'chulu, but this is just a couple of points relating to the blended kiddushos. We'll stop here.